Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. I'm Mike Dirler with you. Joining me on the phone from home, he's got his feet up, drinking down his mimosa, Mr. Michael Gutierrez with the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing? Hey, we just had Heather Bash in last week talking about that children's music theater, Lion King Jr. And I tell you what, that's going to be an elaborate show, and that starts off this Friday night.
Yes, with we're opening up with a little party in Patrons Hall, a little opening night thing. We have some vendors and some food trucks to kick off this amazing show.
Oh, I tell
you, it's
gonna
be awesome.
Yeah, it is, and I guess those sets are going to be pretty wild too and stuff. We had almost the whole crew in here. They sang a couple of songs, and it was really great and stuff. I appreciate Heather bringing them in and stuff. But I tell you what, hey, I want to ask you real quick, buddy. Last Sunday, you performed over at the Tularosa Wine Festival, you and Rosewater Blues. How'd that go?
Oh, it was a blast. We had a really, really good time. Great crowd. And I'm part of the Tularosa Rotary Club, so we couldn't be more happy that we had a great turnout all weekend for the wine festival. It was a great weekend.
Yeah, and you noticed I wasn't there because there was no tomatoes thrown at you.
You could throw some grapes.
There you go. So I gotta get to one of your guys' concerts. That's all there is. You're gonna have to give me a prize of where you guys are.
Yeah, you gotta come to our the May 4th Friday. We're playing at the next 4th Friday coming up. Rosewater Blues is.
Oh, you're playing at the one this Friday?
The one coming up at the end of May, so the 4th Friday here in May.
The one at the end of May. I'll be broadcasting live at the 4th Friday. I won't be, but, you know, I might come over there just to bring some grapes.
So, oh, yeah.
Well, Michael.
Yeah, they don't hurt as bad.
Yeah, there you go. They taste better, too, so. Hey, Michael, we've got a great line of events coming up at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts with the summer events. And we're going to start it off with Thunder. Yeah, the AC/DC Experience, Noise Pollution. That's going to be a great one.
Oh, yeah, take it place Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 7 p.m. Really excited to have those guys. Go check some videos out. Like, they're dead ringers. He's got the Brian Johnson thing really going for him, and it's there's some videos of them playing at the House of Blues that are really good.
All right.
If you want to go check them out. And we're selling tickets, so come get them quick. I think that's going to be a pretty big show.
Yeah. Have you seen that guitar player? I can't think of what his name is, the lead guitar player for AC/DC on Thunder.
Andy Fugue.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You see, he's playing that whole guitar just on the fret with his fingers. I mean, it's like, yeah, that's talent, dude.
Oh, and that's such an iconic song. I've heard classical people do that. I've heard AC/DC is one of those iconic bands, I think. And all the generations love them. There's from the young kids now are getting into them to, you know, my grandparents love them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, those guys are about as old as me now, but at least Brian Johnson is. But, you know, it is a great event. They have put out just a plethora of fantastic music during their career, the AC/DC guys. And this Noise Pollution, you really can't tell the difference on these guys, can you?
Oh, no. He even wears the uniform and gets wild like Angus Young. It's they're it's gonna be a fun show.
It is
they've played a few times in El Paso, so some people may be familiar with them as Noise Pollution from playing in the area, but yeah, I'm really excited about that one.
Where are these guys from?
I believe they're from California.
Yeah, makes sense.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's where Brian Johnson and Bon Scott are. So, yeah, so it's going to be a great show. There's no doubt about that. And I would imagine that house is going to light up when they fire off Thunder. There's no doubt about it. That is probably one of their greatest, most iconic songs. It's been performed by everybody. I think there's a Red Dirt country artist, Texas Red Dirt country artist, that's reproducing that song now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Then coming up on June 17th, this is just going to be nothing but a good fun time. That's all there is going to be to it, with William Lee Martin.
Oh, yeah. He was here about a year and a half ago, and he tore the place down. It was hilarious. And he's coming back with even more stuff. And he's just hot off. He's just at the he just played the Opry like past month. Yeah, he's all over the place. He's tearing it up. He's a hilarious guy. Every time I talk to him on the phone, he has me rolling.
Yeah, well, he's no doubt. You look at his face. This guy is not a wallflower. I'm telling you what, he's got this picture you guys have of him. He looks like a guy that is just I'm coming to your town. I'm going to tear it up for you. So I mean, it's going to be great. He's been. He's been at the MGM in Las Vegas and has been touring since 1996. And he's exploded on Facebook and other platforms. So, I mean, this guy is going to be fantastic. I've seen some of his videos, and they are hilarious. Yeah.
He's one of the guys that helped Chad Prather get his start back in the day.
Yeah, I know. And when you look at this dude and Chad Prather, I mean, there's a resemblance here, you know, but it's just mostly their mannerisms and their looks.
They have a similar style, but William Lee Martin has this real family-oriented thing. He just has you rolling. I don't know how to describe it. He's just great at what he does.
People just check out William Lee Martin on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, and listen to this guy. Then go to the Flickinger Center and get those tickets, because it's going to be even better in person.
Oh, yeah. He'll have you rolling. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, and that's going to be June 17th at 8 p.m., and that's going to be a great one. And then, not one that really trips my trigger, but it's going to trip the trigger of a lot of people. On July 22nd, you've got Boy Band Review.
Yes. And you'd be surprised. Some people are like, okay, whatever. And then some people are like, oh, my God, I need tickets. Tell me when this is.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be July 22nd.
Well, there's been something about boy bands for a long time. It's just in the collective consciousness, we love synchronized dance and harmonies. It's something we've loved since the 40s, you know.
Back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, we didn't call the Beatles a boy band, you know?
That
term didn't come out until the 80s. I mean, come on now.
Well, they dropped the instruments. I think that was the big drop in the 80s, when they dropped the instruments and just did the dancing. But I still think the harmonies and the dressing synchronized and all that, that's... Mm-hmm. been something that we've loved in popular culture for a very long time. So this Boy Band Review does everything from New Kids on the Block all the way to One Direction. So they cover everything through the 90s and 2000s, even to the modern era. And it's done with a live band, awesome light show. I know it's nostalgic for a lot of people in my demographic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I got to ask, do you have a picture of that Boy Band Review up that you're looking at right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So how come the guy in the middle looks like he should be in that cult movie Jesus Christ Superstar? I just thought I'd ask that. So that ages me, man. But a great lineup of events. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fantastic summer. But I got to ask you, after July 22nd, what's coming up then?
We are getting ready to announce our fall season. And I can announce who our opener for the fall season is. It'll be Exile on September
28th. Yeah. The actual Exile band.
Yes. They have they had hits in the 70s and 80s and mm-hmm. have even switched over to country.
Yeah.
So they're new. They've reformed. It's the original lineup, and they're back going on tour. Really excited to have Exile open up our season here in September.
Oh, man, that is going to be fantastic. And that's going to be when?
That's going to be September 28th. So that's going to be right after the fair.
Right after the fair, September 28th. Yeah, they need to move that fair back into August. I'm sorry. But anyway, that's going to be a great opener. But when you guys are on the hunt and you really, really research a lot of bands, plays, performance, artists, poets, everything, as you look for this lineup as we go through the regular season at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Now, I know one of the mainstays that you're definitely going to have is going to be the Mariachi Christmas. I mean, there's just, you don't do that, you might as well just expect a riot out in front of the Flickinger Center, right?
Oh, yeah, it's become the Nutcracker of New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's just such an amazing show every year. I could watch it every year, and it's still new to me every time. And we're really excited to have that back. We believe that we have that on December 12th this year is going to be the date.
All right, that sounds good. But a big lineup in between, they're going to kick it all off with Exile on September 28th. And, man, what a performance that is going to be. You folks want to get those tickets. And tickets at FlickingerCenter.com. Michael for Exile. And, let's go back to some of these other guys first. For the Noise Pollution, William Lee Martin, and for the Boy Band Review, what are the ticket prices going to be for those?
They start at $15. There's a $25 middle section and $35 up closer to the front.
And I tell you what, I've said this 1,000 times. You know I said it. Then $15 tickets in that balcony, which really isn't a balcony. It's just kind of, but, those are, there's not a bad seat in that house. Not a bad seat.
I have a guy who used to buy lower seats. Now he only buys the upper seats because he likes the sound better up on top.
Yeah.
So I have people who prefer the top. I actually do.
I'm telling you, that's where I prefer to be. Yeah, I mean, we were at the Flick for the Thrive concert with Ricochet. I'm down front, and I'm sitting there going, I tried to talk to Deb. Let's go to the back. Let's go up in the balcony. No, I want to stay here. Oh, I want to go back. But Ricochet was a lot of fun. I tormented those guys, and they tormented me back. Boy,
that was a good show.
Yeah,
busted out a drum line. I was not expecting that.
how often do you go to a country show, you have a rock concert breakout, and then a drum line breakout? I mean, that just don't happen.
It was a great, great concert.
It really was. It really was. But, I tell you what, that just, Stephanie Hale and working with those guys. And again, that's usually the type of performances, outstanding, energetic, fun performances that you guys have at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts.
Oh, yes. And especially this next season, part of our goal is to bring a diversity of stuff. We want you to come out to every concert. If you've never heard of it, we want you to come and check it out because you'll usually leave mm-hmm. buying a CD or something. these bands and groups and, dance groups and everything that come through are just amazing.
And
this next season, we have 12 on the books for next season, and 8 out of the 12 are from different countries.
Wow.
So there's a diversity in the lineup of all kinds of music, lots of different styles. Dance. We even have some puppets this year, so there's lots of different things coming up.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I tell you what, you said something very important there. If you don't recognize the name, go see it anyway, because I want to tell you a story from back in the 90s. I was working at another group of radio stations up there, and I always listen to our oldies station. I'm just that guy. But anyway, we're doing a ball game for the Great Bend Panthers, and I'm the color analyst and statistician. And Randy announces that somebody, we're giving away a pair of Garth tickets to his concert coming up in Wichita in a couple of weeks. People went nuts, and I looked at Randy on the air, and I said, "What's a Garth?" And he said, here's a pair of tickets. You go with us. You're going to find out what's a Garth. Garth Brooks went into that concert. Oh. Oh, my God, I went nuts. And I was like going, okay, it pays to, you know, people you don't know go to their concerts. And, wow, Garth Brooks was really impressive. So, you know, if you don't know the name, go. Get the tickets. You're going to be impressed.
Oh, and I can't stress that enough. There's been so many people that came this year that I normally wouldn't have come to this, but I'm really glad I did. I didn't think I would like this, or
yeah.
And that's part of what we do at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts is we're trying to just bring things that you wouldn't normally have to this area.
Yeah,
and on top of that, it all goes back into education of our area students.
Mm-hmm.
Because 8 out of the 12, again, next year, also have school outreaches tied to them.
Wow.
So they're going to come and do a private performance for the school kids in the morning and do a Q&A, get them up on stage. They had the Jungle Book Ballet had them up on stage dancing.
Wow.
Some ballet moves this past year. So we just try to bring in a diversity of stuff, and part of that is the educational part, and I'm really proud to be a part of that.
Oh, absolutely, because as we've talked before, those school outreaches had an impact on you, and look where you are today, stuck talking on the radio with me. But it affected your musical career that you're doing now with Rosewater Blues, and plus now with your involvement with the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. As a kid, that had a large impact on you.
Oh, very much so, and so many other people in the community. So many mm-hmm. other people still work in theater and things like that, that started out, you know, there at the Flickinger Center.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing place. It's a great place for our community, and I'm really happy and proud to have it.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a great thing. So now the summer concert series up at the Space Hall, that's pretty much gone now, right?
For this summer so far, there was a lot that went into that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of it was that they're about to tear up the other side of New York Street. So all our neighbors are about to have back doors only open.
Yeah.
So we wanted to keep kind of the momentum downtown so that we can keep people down there and keep them shopping down there on New York. And
yeah.
You know, we try to be good neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely, and stuff. And on part of that, are you guys going to be doing the Heritage Festival again this year?
Absolutely. We're geared up for that. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that.
And that's usually in September, isn't it?
It's going to be August 19th.
August 19th. So we're looking forward to that one. So should be good. Well, I got
lots of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And, well, what doesn't the Flickinger Center do that's not fun? I mean, real truthful about it. So I'm just going to ask you real quick. Are we going to get some promotional spots for Noise Pollution and Michael Lee Martin and those stuff? Or am I just going to have to make something up?
No, I have them in the works for you.
Good deal.
They have all the stuff.
Good deal. Now, Michael, we got a few minutes. Let's remind people what's going on with Patrons Hall.
Patrons Hall is still doing really well as a rental hall. It's filled up all the time. We just had we even had a panel discussion the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They rented it out to do have like keynote speakers and that kind of thing. So
wow.
Another thing that we've never done before.
Yeah.
It also helps a lot for us as Alamogordo Music Theater has just done their auditions for Little Mermaid that's going to be at the end of the summer, the beginning of August.
Oh.
But as they were doing their auditions, Children's Music Theater was able to rehearse over in Patrons Hall, so they didn't have to skip a rehearsal or find an alternative space. So
right.
We're always finding new ways of utilizing it, and it's so invaluable to us downtown. And it's going to be utilized a lot for the downtown merchants during the summer. We're going to try and let them utilize it some more.
Okay.
You know, while their streets torn up. So
yeah, while their streets torn up, yeah, because that's going to give them an opportunity to still showcase or do whatever they need to do, and you can help them out with that extra space right there.
Yes, and we're really going to try and utilize that. So come patronize those businesses and help them out through this time, because it's going to be so much better when that street's fixed.
Oh,
I can't wait till that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. But, you know, you can get down there this Friday for the first Friday of the month with a big thing happening down there. And DJ Magic is going to be there. And I'm going to be there, but I'm just going to be doing my usual thing. Hi, I'm Mike Gruber. What's your name? So, you know, and talking to people on the street and interviewing some of the folks. And we'll be out there live and local for that this first Friday coming up this Friday night. So people can still get downtown, have a great thing. Now, these first Fridays are still planned for the first Friday of each month through the summer. But I'm wondering, when are they tearing up New York Avenue over there?
Towards the end of the summer is what I was told.
Okay, so
they're gonna make it through I think May and June, but I'm not exactly sure of the date. I was just kind of told the end of the summer.
Okay, so we'll see what happens with that. So, well, I tell you what, Michael, we're running down on time, but again, I want to recap a couple of things. Go to Flickinger Center right now. AC/DC fans, even if you're not, you're going to love it. Get those tickets for Noise Pollution at FlickingerCenter.com. And then while you're there, pick up a couple of tickets, the William Lee Martin Comedy Stampede. That is going to be a fun thing. And check out the Boy Band Review. That's what's going on at the Flickinger Center this summer. And it's all going to be great. And I don't think you could start off with anything better than Noise Pollution for this summer series.
Oh yeah, we even had to go out of town to find some amps for the authentic sound. We want to make it a fun show. We're looking forward to it.
Seriously, more sound?
Oh yeah.
Oh Lord.
And then don't forget this weekend we got Lion King, and we have opening night starting at 5 o'clock down in Patrons Hall. There's going to be some vendors in there, food truck. Have the kids get their face painted before the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's.
And then Lion King starts at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Friday night. Again, 7 p.m. on Saturday. And then at 2 o'clock this Sunday for a matinee, right?
Yes.
All right. And then they're going to do it next Friday and Saturday again. So it's going to be a fun time. And then after that, you got anything between them and Noise Pollution?
We do have a local filmographer, Larry Sheffield, who did the Alamogordo Center of the World documentary about the atomic bomb.
Yes. Oh, man.
He just released part two.
Oh, really?
So he's they just debuted it in Santa Fe. He's coming to debut it down here at our theater on May 19th.
On May 19th. I tell you what, his part one, I was just blown away by it. I mean, it was fascinating listening to that. And him,
he did a very good job. Very good job on that.
And this part two is going to be even better. So, looking forward to it. Well, Michael, I tell you what, it's always a good time at the Flickinger Center. We always have fun. And if we ever get you back in the studio, we can throw grapes at each other or whatever. So, but anyway, hey, buddy, where's Rosewater Blue playing next? You're going to be at Fourth Friday in May, right?
Fourth Friday this May. I can't remember the date offhand.
May 26th.
May 26th, yes.
May 26th.
We'll be there.
All right. So that sounds great. And I'm just going to, hey, it only costs $1, right? I might as well come on over. And we'll see. It'll cost me $2.19 because a bag of grapes, too. So, but. Michael Gutierrez with the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Michael, thank you very much. Always appreciate you having you guys on the air and talking about these great performances coming up at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Don't forget, folks, coming up on June 3rd. Hey, that's our wedding anniversary. Coming up on June 3rd, Noise Pollution, the AC/DC Experience, and I'll bet you they're going to do Thunder, so, and all their other great songs. So, Michael, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.